taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. The need for blood donations is always critical, especially around this time of the year. Due to that need, St. John's Lutheran Church at 7369 Burn Road in Pigeon will be hosting a blood collection drive. The drive will be from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Friday, January the 2nd. Although walk-ins are welcome to the blood drive, appointments are still recommended and can be done by going to the website www.redcrossblood.org. And another local and regional news for today. Action has been taken regarding the number of crashes on roads in Tuscola County, as well as the lack of action by the county's Road Commission Board. The Tuscola County Board of Commissioners directed the Road Commission to create rumble strips and to place flashing lights on five intersections where numerous crashes have happened over the past few years. That action is to be done on five intersections: Herd's Corner and Deckerville Roads, Irish and Birch Run Roads, Birch Run Road and M15, South Herd's Corner and East Bevins Roads, Herd's Corner Road and M46, and Fairgrove and Vassar Roads. That action will be taken, which was prompted by the Putman family, who had three family members killed and three others injured in an accident at Herd's Corner and Deckerville Road. The Fairgrove and Vassar intersection was included because six people were killed there in a previous crash. Even though each of those intersections are clearly marked, the crashes still continue to happen. Rumble strips and lights would be an added sensory notice at those intersections, indicating the need to stop. The Putmans researched the cost of rumble strips and flashing lights at stop signs and have determined that the cost to do so is minimal. The Putmans and the townships, where those dangerous intersections are, have offered to cover the cost of those additional safety measures. After action for additional highway safety was approved, commissioners also directed that a road commission member is to report to them at least once a month to give a report as a way to do oversight. The county commissioners also decided to do that instead of taking action to eliminate the road board, which had been talked about and considered for the last few months, as numerous complaints about the road board's inaction and indifference to correspondence and concerns have continued to grow. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
Most elves have pointy shoes. I have four paws.
Ho, ho, ho! Pallet, how's my favorite helper making the season shine?
You see, Santa, my person's a veteran. Some days, her skies turn gray, so I add the purple of laughter, the blue of courage, and the happy hue of joy.
Oh, oh, painting the world brighter.
Help paint the picture. Dogsinc.org.
Oh, oh, oh.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look first at your local or at your national and international news. Federal authorities have announced the arrests of four alleged members of an extremist anti-capitalist and anti-government group suspected of planning coordinated bombing attacks in Southern California. The arrest took place last week in the desert east of Los Angeles. According to a federal criminal complaint, the suspects allegedly plotted to set off a series of bombings on New Year's Eve, targeting ICE agents and vehicles. And another national and international news. Crews use sandbags to try and shore up an earthen levee south of Seattle after a small section failed after a week of heavy rains. The breach prompted an evacuation order covering parts of three suburbs for homes and businesses east of the Green River in parts of Kent, Renton, and Tukwila. The National Weather Service issued a flash flood warning that initially covered nearly 47,000 people, but later that area was reduced to a circumference covering roughly 7,000 people. Authorities in two of the cities, Renton and Tukwila, said on Monday afternoon that the flooding was confined to small industrial areas and say that no residents were being evacuated and no injuries have been reported. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today, Monday, December the 15th of 2025. For a complete look at your Thumb area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.